Was this week the beginning of the end? U.S. prosecutors in New York got a warrant and raided the office of Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. They took files and his computer. Cohen is central to some of Trump's most questionable conduct, and he says he records all his calls. Cohen and Trump screamed attorney-client privilege, but that privilege, a foundation of our legal system, doesn't apply here. First of all, it has a crime-fraud exception. Privilege doesn't protect a communication used to commit a crime or defraud someone. Second, the privilege doesn't apply to everything a person does just because he's a lawyer. Cohen is more of a fixer than a lawyer. Since literally childhood, he's been connected to Russian and Ukrainian mob figures. He helped steer a lot of Russian-Ukrainian money to Trump. And Cohen says he tapes most conversations. More information surfaces daily about Cohen, Trump, and the Russian mafia. Cohen was central to the Trump's connections in Russia and Ukraine. I recommend Seth Hetna's story in Rolling Stone. It confirms earlier evidence that Russian and Ukrainian money, at least some of it from crime figures, kept Trump afloat for years, and Cohen was the conduit. Cohen is also the guy the Steele dossier claimed went to Prague in 2016 to negotiate with the Russians, who supposedly had the Trump Golden Shower videotapes. Cohen said he'd never been to Prague, showed reporters his passport. But now it appears Mueller has evidence Cohen was there, possibly sneaking in across Germany's open border to keep his passport clean. So far, the attorney-client privilege objection looks as bogus as most everything Trump says. In seeking the warrant, prosecutors said they'd already gotten other warrants and looked at Cohen's emails, and he did little or no legal work. Trump, in tweets, and Cohen's lawyers in court, said the files included attorney-client privileged communications for thousands of innocent clients. But Cohen had told others he had only one client, Trump. To the amazement of federal Judge Kimba Wood, trying to decide whether federal prosecutors could read the stuff they'd captured, Cohen's lawyers couldn't produce a list of those many other clients. They went away for hours and returned. Still couldn't. She gave them till Monday to produce such a list. At Monday's hearing, lawyers will try to show Cohen was acting as a lawyer, not as a consigliere, and Stormy Daniels says she'll be in the audience. It's no wonder New Yorker writer Adam Davidson called this week, quote, the week we know with increasing certainty that we are entering the last phase of the Trump presidency.